We'll come back to order. We'd normally be going to.
Recording in progress.
We'd normally be going to number 14 and hear from Chad, but the squeaky wheel, as it were, has sent some smoke signals from Whitlock Bay, and somebody's sitting on their day off, I guess, needs to go next. So we're going to go to number 20. Sean, are you with us?
I am here. If you can hear me, let me get my video turned on here. All right. I guess I did enough whining to the right person.
It's not what you know, too.
Exactly. I appreciate that, Mr. Chairman. It is a wonderful day out here at Whitlock. I've got family over in the campground there, so. Couple of boys who are just itching to get back out fishing again this afternoon. So I do appreciate you squeezing me in. So the item we're here to visit with you about today is the Angostura Resort concession. It's about that time where we need to start thinking about issuing a prospectus for that concession operation. Normally this time of year, when we're in the last 12 months of a concession agreement, we would have brought RFP approval request to your attention and for your action, usually by May or June of that final year. However, we do have a couple of issues that we're still trying to work through with that current concession operation. One of those, well, both of them are in relation to the cabins that exist out there. Within that resort complex, there's six cabins. Within the current concession agreement, three of those cabins are owned by the resort and are part of what is defined as the concession's possessory interest in that lease. The other three in the lease were originally constructed and developed as timeshare ownership. And so, when this existing lease was entered, we still had three timeshare-owned cabins within that resort complex. And there is language in our existing lease that allows us for options to hopefully someday get beyond that and have those cabins be fully part of the concession offering there, in terms of a facility that could be rented fully to the public and maximizing revenues and profits, just because they are within that concession lease boundary. And so that's something we contemplated when we entered this last lease. But, we're at the end of this lease and it's time kind of for the rubber to hit the road, so to speak, in terms of how we come to a resolution to, resolve this issue, dispose of the timeshares, whether they're going to remain, under the current ownership, or if there's a way we can fold those into the concession operation, or, somehow kind of rectify this issue that's been longstanding out there. So we've been going through those discussions, and those discussions have brought to our attention another potential issue that we need to resolve prior to us coming before you to ask for approval to issue that RFP to the public. And that is the fact that one of those three remaining timeshares has been bought back by the resort company, which is something we learned very recently, in fact, in the last few days. And so when we had our appraisal done last year, had we known that, we would have considered that possessory interest and included that in the appraisal that we conducted or we had completed for us. As is standard in all concession sales, every time we go through a concession lease expiration, our administrative rules dictates that we have it appraised, and it requires us to appraise the possessory interest in that concession. Having not known that when we had this appraisal done last fall, that one cabin was not acknowledged and was not contemplated in that appraisal. So, knowing now that it's part of the resort's interest and it's under full ownership by the resort, we need to rectify that in the appraisal. So we've reached out to the firm that conducted that appraisal for us. We're in the process of developing a supplemental report or a letter of supplement to rectify that valuation issue we have, to make sure that, you know, what we are going to issue to the public is accurate and it's thorough and it's fully reflected in the value that is going to be required. Somebody, you know, anybody who's proposes on this opportunity, that value is accurate as far as the assets that are in fact required for purchase under that RFP when it comes out. So, you know, right now, like I said, we would normally be before you asking for approval to issue that. We do have a couple issues outstanding with these cabins that we need to work through. We're in the process. Everything's looking like in July we will be back to you with a full request to issue that RFP to the public. I envision that we'll run that hopefully from anywhere from 45 to 60 days publicly, which then, you know, leads us down the road a little bit to when we receive responses or proposals in, you know, just knowing what our dates for our upcoming commission meetings are, probably after the July issuance, you know, we'd be back before you sometime in October, maybe November, to report back what we've received and what our potential recommendations are as far as a successor. But, you know, just because we're a month off doesn't mean we can't meet the expiration and have a recommendation to you for a final selection of a concession operator for a new lease at the November and December meeting. So that's kind of where we're at. You know, we've just known that everybody has known that this concession agreement is in this timetable, and we felt as opposed to just, you know, showing up in July, it was good business on our part to kind of give you an update of where we're at in the process. So with that, I would take any questions that anybody might have.
Sure. Thanks, Sean. Anybody have any questions for Sean? Looks like no questions, so you can get those boys back out fishing.
All right, perfect. Thanks.
Thank you, Sean.